Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Today we're talking with Dr. Arif Ali, board-certified radiation oncologist and medical director of People's Cancer Institute at Hamilton Medical Center. Dr. Ali, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So today we're going to talk about clinical trials and how they're now being conducted at People's Cancer Institute. Could you tell our listeners what they are and why they are important in cancer care?
Cancer care is advancing at, you know, I would say light speed. I mean, there's new developments, there's new technologies that are coming out, you know, every month, sometimes even every day. And the way that these new advances, the way that these new developments arise is through the clinical trials process. So they're important, you know, to the field of oncology, just because that's how we advance the field. That's how we cure more people. But they're also important to patients, because that means by having access to clinical trials, they have access to technologies and treatments that they might not otherwise be able to receive, you know, treatments that are at the forefront of cancer care, that are really at the leading edge of cancer care. So for all those reasons, you know, we decided that it's critical that we have clinical trials available to our patients at the People's Cancer Institute.
I've been hearing that they're now offering phase 3 clinical trials for the locally advanced, you know, inoperable non-small cell lung cancer. Well,
yeah.
What makes that so unique?
Yeah, so the lung cancer trial is the first one that we started, and we've already enrolled a patient on that trial, but we're planning to open, you know, clinical trials for nearly every cancer, you know, rectal cancer, you know, breast, prostate, head and neck. So we hope to be able to offer every patient that walks through our door the option of a clinical trial with, you know, advanced treatments that they, you know, available to them that they might not otherwise receive. The difference between like phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3, it's a little nuanced. It's kind of, but it's an important difference. We are typically just offering phase 3. So basically phase 1 trials are trials that evaluate a given technology or a drug, you know, a pharmaceutical agent, chemotherapy, whatever it is. But all they're really looking at for a phase 1 trial is safety. You know, in other words, can I give this to a patient? And what are the side effects? They really want to just make sure that there's not extreme side effects, so to speak. They're not necessarily looking at, you know, survival or effects, although that is sometimes a secondary goal. And typically phase ones are at a limited number of institutions. Many times they're, you know, they're sponsored by pharmaceutical companies, that sort of thing. Phase two trials are evaluate technologies and treatments that have demonstrated safety in a phase one trial, and they're, you know, expanded to more institutions and maybe a handful of institutions that offer it, a treatment on a phase two trial. But even phase two trials, they start to look at the efficacy of the agent. It may be randomized, it may not be randomized, you know, but again, they're looking at really a small set of subset of patients and looking to demonstrate at least the both the safety and to a small degree the effectiveness as well. But if technologies make it through phase one, phase two, then they're expanded into a phase three. And a phase three trials, in my opinion, that's the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak. Mm. That's where you have technology that has shown itself to be or relatively comfortable with the side effects of it from the phase one and the phase two trial. And then it also has had some indication of benefit in terms of, you know, improved response, you know, prevention of local recurrence, that sort of thing. Typically, a phase three trial is randomized and it's available all across the nation. So hundreds, if not thousands, of institutions across the nation and across the world many times. And typically, you know, the federal government, you know, will provide some level of funding. A phase three trial, in my opinion, is a technology that is right on the verge of becoming, you know, standard of care, or at least right on the verge of being, you know, expanded ubiquitously. So again, that's really where we're focused on our phase three trials, because, you know, we believe that those are going to be the best options for our patients.
I love the way that you said it was the best bang for your buck with phase three. Are there any more major benefits with doing the phase three trials?
So, you know, typically with a phase three trial, the other part of it is there is a high level of oversight. So we're doing our phase three trials in collaboration with Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University. And so there are multiple levels of oversight of patients on clinical trial, both at the institutional level, at our level. We have a specific nurse navigator that is dedicated to clinical trial patients, and she is only for clinical trial patients. And that is, you know, essentially like a personal navigator for these clinical trial patients that they otherwise wouldn't get. So they'll coordinate all the appointments. They're coordinating all the lab dates. They're like literally calling patients almost on a daily basis to make sure that everything is running smoothly. So beyond that, there are, to Emory, there are clinical trials folks looking over the details of the clinical trial, how it's being executed, as well as the patients that are on the clinical trial. And even beyond that, many times at a national level, there is central review, of the radiation plan, the chart, the chemotherapy, dosage, administration, so all of these sort of important factors. And so there is a high level of quality. And the trial sponsors want that level of quality. They want to be able to, we need to be able to compare the quality of treatment at any one of these institutions that are offering this trial. It has to be the same. And so that's what their job is, to make sure that, if a patient walks into People's Cancer Institute and enrolls in this clinical trial, they're going to get the same exact treatment as they would, they walked in anywhere else that offers this trial.
Why was bringing it here in Dalton such a big milestone?
So if you look at, we haven't had a lot of clinical trial availability at all. There has been some, maybe some phase one trials available around here, maybe phase twos. Recently, there really hasn't been a lot of phase three trials available. If you look at a map, for instance, for the trial that we just opened, it's a lung cancer trial. But if you look at a map of the availability of just that trial, really there's, it's offered at Emory and Atlanta, certainly, but then around here, we're pretty much it. This trial, right, at least right now, is not being offered in Chattanooga. It's not being offered, anywhere else in this general area. So, yes, we want to offer People's Cancer Institute patients these clinical trials because we believe it's important. But we also view this as a service to the area. We looked around, we saw, this is important. No one else is really doing it, or at least for certain trials, no one is doing this. We need to be able to provide that service to this community.
That wraps up today's episode of Health for Life. Thank you, Dr. Ali, for helping us learn more about the important cancer treatment that is provided through clinical trials at People's Cancer Institute at Hamilton Medical Center.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your healthcare provider if you have a health problem.